Brad Raffensperger has, in my opinion, is going to go down as the dumbest Secretary of State in history. In history. I don't know if you heard, but they had a phone call. That is President Trump, his lawyers, and the Secretary of State and his attorney. And they released the videos, or they released the recordings. They leaked the recordings to the Washington Post. Now, this was a confidential settlement discussion. Confidential. That is illegal federally and in the state. So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about normalcy bias. I think I've been seeing that a lot with people lately. And I want you guys who listen to the show to understand what it is so that you can identify it in yourself. And also you can help. You can hear my son in the background. You can help others who are affected by this. Because guys, we're in a normal times. We are not in times that we are used to, and our conscious, our bias are going to try to play it down like it's not as bad as we think. The risk isn't as bad as it is. And guys, I'm telling you, there is no going back to the way things were before. And I'm not saying it's going to be bloody. I'm not going to be saying it's going to be devastating. It could be minimal depending on how it plays out. But we need to be prepared because it's definitely not going back to how we had it before. Too much has come out. Too much is going to come out in the next couple of days as well. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, supporting the show, helping us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. We're part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Put in HGBT in a memo field. You'll get a sweet mug like the one behind me. You'll get tons of other great benefits. Help us build a platform to stay on the air when we get censored by social media. And all of the other great content behind the paywall. And it's just a fantastic way for you guys to be able to come alongside of us as we are trying to do what God has called us to do. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuild10.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. All right, let's get into it. So this phone call. First, Washington Post just leaked highly edited clips to make Donald Trump look stupid, look deceitful, look dishonest, look criminal. The typical thing that happens when the news media and the press are covering Donald Trump. And I believe that is the agenda. That is what was the point of Brad Raffensperger releasing this call to the Washington Post. Because the full video makes Brad look really, really bad. And I say he's going to go down as the dumbest Secretary of State in history. It's because, like I said in the intro, this was a confidential settlement discussion, and Donald Trump has already filed two lawsuits, federal and state, against him. And he's going to lose. This isn't going to be a dodge from the courts. This isn't a time frame that we're working in, but he is in a whole heck of a lot of trouble. Now, there's a few things I want to hit about this that struck me about the video. One is the coordination between Brad Raffensperger, supposed Republican, and the Washington Post to know to go to the Washington Post, for the Washington Post to help Brad in these kinds of ways, means to me that there is organization, there is coordination between unlikely parties that we would think from our perspective working together to try and get Georgia to certify or continue to certify the election results as it is, which isn't going to happen. You can tell from this audio phone call that they were getting set up. Donald Trump had a script. There were points that he was trying to hit with Brad Raffensperger, giving him a chance. There was things that he knew that he was asking questions to, that he knew the answers to, that were basically giving him an out. But if he didn't take it, he was trapping himself. And that's exactly what he did. And he released him himself. This is not going to go down in history looking like Brad was the winner in this, and his attorney as well. The second thing that was striking to me was Donald Trump talks just like he does on stage, as he does in these phone calls and as he's getting the business meetings done and doing his deals and working with lawyers and having these conflict negotiations, these conflict resolution talks. And that was encouraging to me. I mean, that's kind of what we thought, that he just always kind of was this kind of guy behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And it seems like that's who he is. So that's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. The next thing I wanted to discuss before we get into normalcy bias, and we'll talk about that at the other end of the break, and it's really important for you guys to understand that, is the next couple of days I've been hearing that there are going to be state legislatures that are meeting. So before this week coming up, we were trying to get governors, we were trying to get legislatures to call special sessions, that is sessions that weren't part of the normal times that the legislatures are open for business, that they're normal times that they meet. We were trying to get them to call a special session to be able to decertify, to hold hearings and all of those different things. This week, they're in the normal session. And I believe what I'm hearing, what I think is going to happen from the momentum, from the leaks that are starting to happen, is we are going to see state legislatures. I believe Arizona, maybe Pennsylvania, definitely Arizona, and tomorrow, I believe, that are going to decertify. And we'll see how that is. We'll see if that comes true or not. One of the things that you need to be aware of, besides normalcy bias, which we'll talk about in a second, but is also the concept of the fog of war. The fog of war is that there are things that are unclear, that is not straightforward, and that is something that we're going to be seeing over the next couple of days, and we have seen over the last week. So be aware of that. Take everything that you hear with a grain of salt. That's what I do. There's things that I can kind of guess is true, have sources that I rely on that I think are true, but there's going to be a lot of information flying over the next couple of days that is going to be overwhelming, that you just need to take with a grain of salt and really be suspect of, be open to, that you could be wrong, that you could hear a source that was wrong. It doesn't mean they're being dishonest. It's just there's going to be so much information flying out. So look for that. Look for the state legislatures to be open to decertify the elections in the next couple of days for their specific states, which makes January 6th even more interesting. The last news that I heard that you probably didn't hear, and this has been leaked in Italian press. Now, before on the show, we talked about how the votes were being siphoned off into Germany, being counted in Germany, and then being sent back to the United States. It turns out, according to Italian press now, take this with a grain of salt as well, like just like what I said, we're in the time of fog of war. There's misinformation, there's disinformation, which is purposely misleading information. But this is what is being reported in Italian press. And they actually have screenshots of people at the airport that the Italian Secret Service was watching entering Rome. And these are the people that are responsible for the algorithm for Dominion. And if you remember before we talked about this, that every precinct that had Dominion software had Joe Biden overperforming by the same margin of 5.something%. It was around there in change. So these were the people that they believe are responsible for this algorithm, or we believe are responsible for this algorithm. And this is the story. So the votes from Dominion to Seidel to those are different election softwares that are connected to the internet. We now know for a fact they have routers and all that good stuff. They sent their data to Germany. It didn't stop there, though. Allegedly, that data went from Germany to Rome, a U.S. embassy in Rome, where these contractors from the CIA were monitoring and overseeing the algorithm they created for this election and for these voting machines that we have the statistical evidence for. Let me see. I do have a picture of it. For those, I'm sorry, it's not like a clear screenshot, but there is a scatter plot. I retweeted it on Twitter. You can see for this proving and showing hard evidence of the actual data of the overperformance by 5%. These people were the ones who wrote that algorithm and were the ones that had the states stop counting. So we've been asking this whole time, who who was the one who made the decision for all of these states, swing states, to stop counting all at once? Well, not Georgia. They stopped till all the observers left, and then they started counting again. But why? Who made that call for all the states to just magically stop counting all at once? According to this news break, it is those guys, those two gentlemen, right? They have identified from Rome, and the CIA was allegedly involved. We'll see how much of that comes true, but I just wanted to share that with you. I think that is very interesting and is the only explanation I've heard so far of why all five states stopped counting at once. All right, we're going to get into a break, and then we'll come back, and then we're going to talk about normalcy bias so we can examine ourselves and help others too as we prepare for the future. We've got to talk to you about Samaritan Ministries. Are you still trying to figure out how to pay your medical needs in 2021? Take a look at Samaritan Ministries, where there are over 280,000 Samaritan members who are ready to care for you spiritually and financially when you have a medical need, all without the use of insurance. When a medical need arises, you choose the healthcare providers and the treatments that work best for you. Your medical bills are sent to Samaritan Ministries, and they notify members to pray and send money directly to you to pay your shareable bills. Let's face it, an unexpected medical emergency can happen at any time. Make sure you're prepared. Healthcare sharing at Samaritan Ministry is biblical, affordable, and since they're not bound by open enrollment, you can join today. Take a minute now to visit asamaritanministry.org/howtobuildatent to learn more. That's samaritanministries.org/howtobuildatent. samaritanministries.org/howtobuildatent. All right. Man, my son's back there excited about Samaritan Ministries. All right, what is normalcy bias? Normality or normalcy bias is a cognitive bias which leads people to disbelieve or minimize threat warnings. Consequently, individuals underestimate the likelihood of a disaster and when it might affect them and its a potential adverse effects. Now, I've been seeing this a lot from people, even people who believe that this election was completely stolen, that believe that there could be a remedy for it. So I'm not even talking about just the complete people that are outside, that are uninformed, that aren't tuned into the news. I'm not talking about those people. But when I'm talking about all of us, really, because it could be very real in all of us if we aren't paying attention to it. It is, I hear people say this, that if these people don't stand up for Trump, then they're going to get primaried. If Trump doesn't run this year, then he's going to run in 2024. There is going to be a red wave coming in 2 years and 4 years or whatever. And all of that has underlying in the premise normalcy bias. And that is this. That what happened in this election isn't the disaster that we know it is, that some of us see it is, some of us believe it most likely is. They're not understanding what it means. This is a disaster. This is a crisis. And to put it into spiritual terms, this is more of the unveiling of God's judgment. And like I was talking with my pastor today about it, God's judgment will lead into either two ways, either the way of Nineveh, where we will repent as a nation, we'll turn back to God, that we will reestablish and submit to Judeo-Christian principles like our founders did, or we'll go the way of the Persians, we'll go the way of the Syrians, we'll go the way of Israel and Judea so many times, or Judah so many times, we'll go the way of the Babylonians, we'll go the way of the Romans, we'll go the way of every other nation who has rejected God's law and his rule. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening right now. You see, there's no going back. We're not going to have regular elections again the way we did if Trump doesn't win this. And if Trump doesn't win this, There are a lot of people that aren't going to accept Joe Biden as president. And there is going to be an extreme escalation of all of the things that we're starting to slowly see. Church shootings, riots, fraud, deception. How many representatives have been murdered since the election? Six? We're going to see more of this. And you see, if the Democrats can get away with stealing this election, let me remind you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The turnout for Republicans is going to be nothing consequential. They're going to get away with anything. I'll be done in a second, son. My son just ran up to me. They're going to think they can get away with anything. And two, if we do some magically get turnout in any meaningful way, they're going to just cheat even more because now they know how it works. And what happens when you are unaccountable and you are a totalitarian mindset like all the people on the left? It's unfettered power. They will control the most powerful military. They will control the most powerful government. And they're all bought off by China. There is no 2022. There is no 2024. There's no primaries. There is nothing of consequence regarding elections. It's over. And the normalcy bias plays in. It's not over. We still have our elections. No, we don't. And it's not going to be enough that Trump wins. But we need to put these people in trials for treason, and they need to be executed if they are found guilty. And you may see that sounds really harsh. Guys, Matt, that sounds really harsh. I thought you were a Christian. I can't believe you'd say that people need to be executed for treason. I'm going to quote my good old friend, Marcus Pittman, who quotes the Bible so well. The mercy of the wicked is cruel. And just like the Israelites going into the promised land where God said to wipe out the nations, wipe them out, leave nobody. God, that's not very loving. That's not very New Testament Jesus. But what happened? They started marrying their daughters. They started marrying the other nations. They started intertwining. They started mingling. They started worshiping false gods and started rejecting the true and living God. The same exact thing that has happened to our country. And if God grants us repentance, if God blesses us to win this victory that I'm fighting so hard for, and I hope you're fighting so hard for too, if we can overcome this, it is not going to be enough to enter the promised land. It is not going to be enough to win this victory, but we must execute judgment based on God's standards, where true repentance will be exemplified, and execute justice on these traitors for what they tried to steal from us that God gave us, from the talents they tried to steal from us, from the future that they tried to take from our kids. There's no going back one way or another. I don't know if we are going to win. I think we're going to win. I'm confident we're going to win. Either way, there's no going back. Do not be deceived by your own normalcy bias. Nothing's going back to the way it was. And the sooner you realize that, the more you're going to be prepared, the more effective you're going to be, and the better you're going to be prepared to fight for your family, for your country, and most of all, for God's glory. And that's what this is all about. Hope you had a happy new year. It's time to get back in the fight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.